School of the Master Seminar, Lecture 6, A Wholeness Consciousness. A Wholeness Consciousness. Wow. Would you like a wholeness consciousness? Would you like a consciousness that represents wholeness, that represents the ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal spirit? Would you like a consciousness that represents this? Well, think about this. When are we doing our best? When are we at our peak of performance? When are we at the ultimate of who and what we are? We radiate for ourselves, relative to, singing in the shower. You are at your very best when you sing in the shower. You are the super singer. You think your voice is just magnificent, and you sing boldly and wonderfully as though no one can hear you, and yet your voice is resounding throughout all of the house. And you're singing in the shower, and you're saying, up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay, and that lucky old son, he's got everything to do while he's rolling around heaven all day. Boom, 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 boop, doo, 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 da, 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 da. And as we sing, we think we sound just wonderful. We think we sound just fabulous. We think we sound so beautiful, so fulfilling, so great, that we just sing and sing and sing and sing. And if we are in a shower where it's in a gymnasium or something, where there are a whole bunch of people in the shower, and we start singing a common song or a song that most people know, everybody joins in. And it's amazing how wonderful people think they sing. And truly, they do sing that way. Why? Because they're singing for themselves. The shower makes them feel that there is nobody else listening. The shower makes them feel that it's for them alone. The broadcasting system they're using is through the water of the shower. That is what is making them think that they're wonderful. Now, this is a wholeness consciousness. This is a wholeness consciousness where you think you are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You think you are just wonderful. And if you want to be wonderful, you have to think wonderful. Now, you don't have to do anything. But if you want to be wonderful, you think wonderful. Now, what does it mean to think a wonderful consciousness? Well, let's define those words. A wholeness consciousness, a wholeness, what does wholeness mean? Wholeness means complete, fulfilled in every way. Wholeness means not better, not worse. It's the ideal. Wholeness is the essence of all that we would like to achieve in any area of our life. Is that job done in its wholeness? Is that piano complete? Is it whole? Is that piano back to its original purity and integrity? That's what I hired you for, to tune that piano and put it back to its original purity and integrity, back to its wholeness. Now, that's a simple thing. Doing wholeness on a piano, just twisting a few little screws on the piano and making it come back to its original purity and integrity. But truly, does a piano ever go back to its original purity and integrity? How can a piano go back to its original purity and integrity? A piano can go back to its wholeness consciousness only when it is brand new. Only when it has never been played before. Only when it has the reverberations in it that are ideal and new. Now you say, as the piano ages, it mellows, and the sound of the keyboard and the sound of the case in which the piano is, takes on a certain reverberation of mellowness that makes it much more beautiful. The tones are much warmer and wonderful. All depends on your choice. If you want wholeness, a wholeness consciousness, and you want to go back to your original purity and integrity, then that means you leave off that warmness and mellowness. You leave off that idea of it sounding so it tickles your heart. Wholeness consciousness goes back to the scientific purity where there is no derivation from the ideal note. Now, who could tell what the ideal note is? Who hears it? Do you hear the ideal note? Does someone else who's note conscious and they can just tell every note, letter, note perfect, and they hear it note perfect? Or are you the normal person who hears it with the feeling of your heart, the feeling of your soul, the feeling of your inner self? Now, what does it mean to have that feeling of your inner self? That feeling of your inner self comes from your experiences in life, your experiences with other people, your experiences with other pianos, your experiences with other notes. You hear a note in a cathedral, and you think, wow, the reverberations of that note are utterly fantastic. The cathedral was built for music. It was built for prayer. It was built for the voice to reach out and resonate into the beauty that it is and the magic that it is. Oh, yes, that's what it is. Well, the wholeness consciousness is not that. You say, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good when you hear the cathedral music and you hear the theater where it's just designed to have the sound all reverberate perfectly and the sound having it, hearing it coming from behind you and on the sides of you, the surround sound that our present-day television sets are set up to have. How wonderful. How wonderful. But is that truly the way it is? You are standing in the middle of a field and you hear a cow moo, and it's not particularly a pretty sound or a non-pretty sound, it's just a sound, okay? You say, that sound is coming from over there, and you point your finger southeast. And you say, the cow is to the southeast, down there. Well, you don't know, but that cow is standing in a canyon, and he's moving, and his sound is going down to the southeast part of the canyon, but he's on the southwest part of the canyon. And so you think it's coming from the southeast part, where it's really coming from the southwest part, but in truth, it's coming from the southeast part because that's where it is being heard from. That's where you're hearing it from. Now, you say, well, big deal. Wholeness consciousness. Wholeness consciousness does not hear where anything comes from. It only hears the pure sound. What is the pure note? What is the C note on the piano? Well, there's many C's. But what is the middle C of a piano? A middle C is a middle C. And the middle C is a middle C, whether it's to the south, to the north, to the east, to the west, it's a middle C. It's a middle C whether it comes in behind you or in front of you or around you. What do you do with that middle C? You say, I recognize middle C. I feel comfortable with middle C. I feel proper with middle C. Middle C is a good note. It's a substantial, beautiful note. It's standard in my repertoire of musical notes. And it is good. Yeah. So you have a wholeness consciousness about middle C. Now, what are you going to do with that wholeness consciousness about middle C? Many things. The wholeness consciousness about middle C says it is in balance. Middle C is a correct, that is a correct middle C. That is a reverberation of a middle C. It does not reverberate loudly or softly or high or low. It's just a middle C. It's a perfect note. Our wholeness consciousness is when we are so tuned to our universal self through our awareness in ourself of the ideal middle C, the ideal notes, the ideal expression of anything that we're doing. And when we tune in that way, without attitude, without emotion, without any feelings at all, we just tune into the ideal middle C. We tune into the ideal saxophone or clarinet or whatever, piano or whatever instrument we're hearing, and we just tune into it. Now, an operatic singer who is a coloratura, and they sing broadly, high and low and broad here and there, and they're just glorious. And you get so to listening to their notes moving around on the scale, you're forgetting to listen to the music. And you're listening only to the notes. You're listening to the bravado of that note going up above, above, above. And you say, how glorious. And they're not falsetto. It's a real solid note right from their diaphragm moving out there and giving you that beautiful tone. And you say, oh, how glorious that sounds. Well, it doesn't sound glorious at all. It's just a note. It's a note at a level. And because you are thinking that note coming out in that rather special manner, very unique manner, not the normal, so high, it's so beautiful. Now, our wholeness consciousness says to us, this is good. The wholeness consciousness goes in another direction too. When you see a little puppy and he's wagging his tail and he's coming toward you, you don't say, he is a happy dog. You don't say, he is a friendly dog. You don't say, he is a good dog. You don't say, he is a this dog or that dog. You just say, he is a dog. And in my life, a dog, represented in wholeness consciousness, is a dog. It's not one kind or another, not happy or sad, just a dog. Now, what do you do with a dog? What do you think with a dog? Do you think when Caesar Milan has his pack of 50 dogs around him, walking them all on leashes, what do you think he thinks about them? Do you think he thinks these dogs are cooperating, these dogs are not cooperating? He thinks that when he has the pack of dogs, the tendency is, and we call that the wholeness consciousness, the tendency is for all the dogs to walk cooperatively, none of the dogs to go off and try to be their individual self. Now, Caesar Milan doesn't think that. He doesn't think the tendency is. What does Caesar Milan think? He thinks, my dogs walk harmoniously together. My dogs walk in a wholeness consciousness as though they are one beautiful pack, and I am the pack leader. They walk in one beautiful pack. And so he walks with these dogs, and people look on with amazement, and they say, how can a person walk 50 dogs at once and have all of the dogs walking harmoniously, happily together with him? And he's just one man in the middle. And he's not strong enough to hold all those dogs and manipulate them and control them physically. But he does it with his consciousness, with his wholeness consciousness. In his wholeness consciousness, he is saying that all the dogs delight in him being the pack leader. All the dogs delight in him saying, to the right, to the left, forward, sit, stay, go. Whatever he's, simple commands, not shouting, not angry, but he merely says to the first dog, okay, let's go now. And that first dog transmits that, okay, let's go now, quietly, throughout the rest of the pack, and the rest of the pack rises gently, not pulling, not dragging poor old Caesar around, but lovingly going before him by the touch of his leash. You might say the rein of a horse, but by the touch of the leash that the master has over his pocket. Now, Caesar also takes his dogs out for a walk, and he gets in the country, and he takes all their leashes off. And then he says, okay, come on. And they all come and sit by him. And he says, all right, now, let's walk together. He may say it in his mind, he may say it out loud. And when he says, let's walk together, all of the dogs walk with him. Now, everybody can't do that. Everybody cannot do that because other people have a tendency to think the dogs are going to misbehave. They think that the dogs are going to have a mind of their own. They think that there's a rabbit that's going to come or there's something that's going to distract the dog and cause him to run away from the pack. But the pack leader has so trained himself that he's the pack leader, that they follow his direction, that they follow his wholeness consciousness. He lives in that wholeness consciousness that he is the pack leader. Now, here you have these 50 dogs. 50 dogs that are of varying breed, varying training, varying everything. And this one man who believes in himself, he knows he can do it because he has done it with one dog. He knows he can do it because he's done it with several dogs. He knows he can do it because he believes and he speaks to the dogs and he knows the dogs love him and he loves them and they will do exactly what he wants them to do. Now, that's a wholeness consciousness. You have one pet or two pets or three pets. Do you have the ability to be in a wholeness consciousness with the pet? Or do you worry that the pet is going to do the wrong thing? Do you worry that the pet is going to have a mind of its own, that the pet's going to go off in its own consciousness? Well, if you have a wholeness consciousness, the pets are going to do everything you want them to do when you want them to do it. Because the pets are going to be your consciousness. Your wholeness consciousness that says, this is what they do, this is what they are, this is what they think, this is how they act, this is what they do. Now, we have said of Adolf Hitler that he was a great orator and he was a great speaker and he got people to do what he wanted them to do. Well, how? Well, first, he believed in himself. He believed that what he was doing was right. He was the Messiah for the German people. And the German people believed he was the Messiah because he told them he was. He says, I am your pack leader. I am your director. Now, did Jesus say that to his disciples? More or less. Did disciples sometimes go off and do their own thing? No. They did what they interpreted him saying they were doing. They interpreted him saying that he was the master of the world, he was the creator of his world, all of his world was what he is, and so they called him the king. And you see, right away, they put him on a different leash, and they put themselves on a different leash. And in the process, they lost the opportunity to have him as a spiritual leader for them. And he became nothing but a physical leader. The Buddha is the same way. All of the great spiritual, physical leaders were taken away from their spiritual path and made human. All of them. Now, is this what you want to do? Do you want to have a wholeness consciousness? Or do you want to have a limited consciousness? You can do it. You can have anything you want. You can have any direction you want in your life. You can have any way that you want to go in your life if you want to live in that way. Now, how can you have a wholeness consciousness? Let's just say you are alive and you are the pack leader. Now, what pack are you leading? Well, let's begin with you're a human being. And the pack that you're leading every day of your life, whether you like it or not, is your body. Every cell of your body. Every cell of your body, you're calling good or bad every day of your life. And do you think those cells are going to cooperate with you as well as the dogs cooperate with Caesar? Oh, they're going to cooperate, all right. If you doubt yourself, the cells are going to be not responsive to positive attitudes in your body. If you love yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. If you do that every moment of your life, your cell, every cell of your body is going to say, hey, we got a good pack leader here. We got a good pack leader here. And now, let's not be silly. If you don't like yourself, the cells are going to say, okay, whatever you say, you're the pack leader. You say you don't like yourself, okay, then we will create your cells. We will create all the other cells not liking you too. We will create you a body full of malignant cells that just don't get along, that are not harmonious, that are not well, that are not perfect, that are not the ideal, the original purity and integrity. They're just expressing some illusion that you have picked up along the way. Now, can you change that? Can you begin to have total control, mastership of your what? Of your cells. Can you be pack master? Can you be the pack leader for the cells in your body? You can understand that. I explained it to you very carefully and very easily that when Caesar Milan was a pack master of his dogs, he could walk 50 dogs with leash or without leash and have the dogs do exactly what he says. When I walk with my golden retriever and he is off somewhere and I say under my breath, come Rex, walk with me. I like having you walk with me. Good boy. And then let alone, next thing I know, he's walking under my hand, making sure that I know he's there. You know? Now, why couldn't that be 50 dogs? Why couldn't that be a billion cells in our body? A trillion. It's a quadrillion. It's beyond any count that we can imagine. Our body is just filled with stem cells. Newly born cells waiting for us to give them the input, for us to have a wholeness consciousness about ourselves. Now, are we going to be the pack leader of ourselves, or are we going to let circumstances and whatever is going on in the world be the pack leader? Are our cells going to smell pure, beautiful air, regardless of where they are? Are our cells going to drink pure, beautiful water, regardless of the water that comes in? When we were going through the Philippines, one little boy stopped and leaned over and drank water from the gutter that animals and everything else had been passing through. And we thought to ourselves, yuck. And the little boy took a drink and wiped his mouth. That was good. Dogs drink from the gutter. How can they do that? What sort of filtration system do they have within them? They don't get sick. My dog loves to drink out of the fish pond. He's got 2-3 beautiful bowls fresh in the house, filled with fresh water every day, washed clean for him, because this is what the veterinarian says, you should wash your dog's bowl, you know. So I wash it and I clean it. And what happens? He drinks out of the toilet. He goes into the fish pond and he is untouched by any contamination in there, because he knows it's pure water. He smells it. You can be sure, if it were poison, if it were something that were not good for him, he wouldn't drink it. But he smells it, and he doesn't smell anything poison, and he has a filtration system within him. Oh, he sometimes drinks, eats stools, and we say to him, yuck, how can he do that? And what goes on in his body is that he reprocesses those stools in his body, and he gives bad gas. When he eats normal food, he doesn't do that, because the normal food, he eats, and he gets the good out of it, and he lets go of that which is not going to benefit him. But when he eats reprocessed food, he has that gas developing in his body. Now, it's fascinating, isn't it? These are things that a wholeness consciousness can be understanding of. Animals live in a world where they live in a world. Animals can't drill wells down into the ground to bring up pure water. Animals can't go and take the ocean water and say it's too salty. Oh, they will drink very shortly of it. But the thing is, some birds who fly over the ocean and who drink ocean water, they have a filtration plant within them that filters out the salt, that takes only the amount of water they want. This life of ours, this wholeness consciousness that we have within us, we have taken that wholeness consciousness and we have said to that wholeness consciousness, you're not in charge anymore. We said, we are in charge. I cannot lead a pack of 50 dogs. I cannot be a pack master. And well, let's start training ourselves to be a mental pack master. Mentally see yourself leading 50 dogs with and without a leash. Mentally see yourself that these dogs are circling around you and being in a pack around you, sort of loving you and wanting to be with you and delighting in your... They have no purpose in life except to be in your pack. When they are out of your pack, then they have to live their own life. But when they're in your pack, their only purpose is to be in your pack. Their only purpose is to be their wholeness consciousness in your pack, in the consciousness of the pack. Now, a dog does not have a mind of its own, not when it's in your world. A dog, a child does not have a mind of its own in a family. A child lives in a family and follows the program of the family, the rules of the family. When it's off on its own, then the rules of the family are still in its heart, and it will probably live by those things, but it'll say, I'm doing my own thing. And its own thing is just what the pack leader, what its father and mother have told them to do. Now, we want to learn how to be pack leaders of the stem cells, of all the cells in our body, in our world. But let's just start out with our body. We can get on to our world at another time. We can get on to the universe at another time. It all works the same way. But let's go into our body. So here we are. In our body, we have billions of dogs. We call them cells. Billions of dogs mulling around. Each dog doing its own thing. Some seeing, some smelling, some tasting, some in blood, some in lymph, some in whatever the things may be that they are in the body. Some in muscles, some in fat, some in slim, some in whatever. And it's in the brain. How much blood is in the brain? My goodness, major amount of blood in the body is in the brain. Now, what's it doing? What's it doing? Is it doing its divine purpose? Is it doing its ideal purpose for which it was created? Yes. When does the brain cease, or not cease, but when does the brain struggle with doing whatever its highest and best is? When you and I put a thought in there, I don't feel good. When you and I put a thought in there, I've eaten something bad. When you and I put a thought in there, I'm listening to a raucous world going on out here. When you and I put in our consciousness an unwhole consciousness there, what happens? Now, since we put an unwhole consciousness in our consciousness, let us put a whole consciousness in our consciousness. It's just as simple as saying, all is in divine order. All, can you, in 1 second, imagine one cell of your body? How can you imagine billions of them? They are just unbelievable. So let's not even worry about it. We tell one cell in our body, and he's a blabbermouth. And he goes around telling all the other cells, hey, the boss says, Caesar says, let's go this way. Let's go that way. And then what happens when Caesar says that? They go this way, they go that way. Because they sort of flow this way, they flow that way. So when you tell one cell of your body, hey, you know, I'm glad you're in my body. You're my buddy. You're my co-pilot. You're my co-captain. You go around telling all the other cells what I want done. You go pulling all the levers for me. I'm just sitting there giving instructions. And boy, I'm sure glad I got you. Well, the cell says to us, you haven't just got me. You got all the other members of the pack also. You got all the other dogs. You got all the other cells. And all the other cells, what are they saying to you? Okay, Dad, what's your wish? Your wish is our command. Whatever you say, whatever you say. I'm sick. Oh, you really want to play that game? You really want to play that game? I'm stupid. You really want to play that game? Oh, come on, Dad. We want to be in this up, up, up program. Yeah, I think I should be there too. You're right. Now, how can you be in the up, up, up program? How can you be in the up, up, up program? You are in the up, up, up program when you speak it. You say, all is in divine order. Every cell of my body is perfect right now. Every cell of my body operates in perfect. Every dog of my pack is doing my command, is doing my will, is doing my desire, is doing my program, is doing my wish, whatever I choose for it to do. Every dog in my pack is doing this, and every dog is doing it beautifully and wonderfully and now. So every cell in my body is doing wonderfully what I ask of it. Okay, now you think that your brain is pretty wonderful, and it does a lot of neat things in your body. Okay. It does. So you say, all right, brain, I would like to demonstrate a beautiful car right now to, no. Brain, I would like to demonstrate being able to be wherever my thought takes me. My thought takes me to visit my mom. But your mom is dead. Your mom, that doesn't matter. I want to visit my mom. I want to visit my mom according to how she is in my consciousness. Okay. You're with your mom according to how she is in your consciousness. Now, if you've buried her and you got her in the coffin and you're looking at her and you're saying, hey, mom, this isn't too cool. Well, mom says, that's where you put me. And you say, I didn't put you there. You died. I am wherever you have me in your consciousness. Do you want to have me as I was when you were a little girl? You want to have me as I was when you were a young lady going courting? Do you want me to be as I was when you got married and your wedding was so glorious? You want me to be at the seminar with Herb that we had a lot of fun at? Where do you want me to be? The seminar, that's fun. Oh, yeah, let's have it. And so you're with your mom at the seminar and you're experiencing it right now. Can you do that? Yes, if you can do that, then you are doing master things. You are in wholeness consciousness. You are living whatever it is you believe is exciting and fun. Now, do you want to do that? Yes, we radiate ourselves while we're singing in the shower because we think we're so good. Oh, we sound so wonderful. Caesar takes his dogs out for a walk, and he's the pack master, and the dogs follow him. Do other people do that? Not very many. Because not very many have the consciousness that Caesar has for himself. Caesar says, I can do it. I am the pack master. I am the pack master. And I will not think anything different than that. And if one dog acts up, I'm not going to say, I'm a bad pack master. I'm a bad, bad pack master and slap myself. That's stupid. I will say, mentally, all of my dogs cooperate harmoniously as a community, as a pack, as a consciousness, all together working in wholeness, working in harmony, working in peace. My pack moves along beautifully, smoothly, and fantastically. He has to keep drawing himself back to that whenever one of his pack has a mind of his own. Because he can't allow for it to have a mind of its own for even 1 second. He says, hey, hey, back, 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 hey. Order, balance, harmony. Now, that's Caesar yesterday when he was training himself. Today, Caesar doesn't say that. Today, Caesar sees the pack doing exactly as he wishes them to do. You and I today can live in a wholeness consciousness where we see every cell of our body doing everything perfect. Do you see scabs forming on your body where you hurt yourself? Do you see a scar anywhere on your body? Do you see imperfection anywhere? This is just on the outer, on your body. If you do, you're not in charge. You're letting circumstances be in charge of how your pack should be seeing themselves. How do your cells see themselves? Do your cells see themselves as a scar or as wholeness? Do your cells see themselves living eternally young, eternally youth, ageless? Are your cells ageless? Is there any reason for any cell in our body ever to die? No. Scientists constantly tell us that every cell in our body should live forever. It's only when we put limiting thoughts in those cells. When a dog escapes from Caesar's pack and starts going off by itself, does Caesar recognize that that dog is going off by itself? Or does Caesar immediately say, all my dogs are walking harmoniously in the pack? Because if he allows one to get off base, it's going to attract the rest to do that. So he says, all are in. He won't shout at that dog. He will just speak in his mind and say, because that's what he uses to control them, all my dogs are walking harmoniously together. When any member of your pack, when any cell of your body, any cell of your total body is not doing its perfect thing, say, hey, get back in shape. You're in my pack. You're in my ideal wholeness, consciousness, pack right now. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're beautiful. Then what's going to happen? That cell is going to cooperate beautifully, wholly, and perfectly. Now, do you have the strength to do that? Do you have the conviction to do that? Do you have the feeling that you're worthy of? Are you the pack master? Caesar cannot doubt that he's the pack master anywhere along the line, or else he will lose control. You, I, everyone, if we ever doubt that we're in charge of our body by our thought, by our attitude, by our consciousness, by our wholeness consciousness, then we're lost. One little cancer cell, the cell doesn't know it's doing something naughty. It's just multiplying tremendously. It just says, hey, I'm free of the pack. I'm doing my thing. And if the pack master, which would be the person in which that cell is experiencing, says, hey, back. This is not a free-for-all. Hey, back. You're dissolved into one perfect, beautiful cell, joining with all the other cells in my body, doing your ideal thing, this is what I tell people who experience cancer, and they don't want to hear it, because they said, it ran away and I don't have control. It ran away and I don't have control. You do have control. You do have control by saying, all is in divine order. You don't know how divine order is going to be manifest, but you say, all is in divine order. And then whatever cell got out of place, got out of action, it goes back into action again. Whatever dog begins to walk off by itself because it's free of the leash and it thinks it can walk after a rabbit or something, you say, hey, all is in divine order. Every cell of my body is in divine order. Every member of my pack is in divine order. Now, maybe I'm giving Caesar a little more credit than he deserves, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Caesar is modest, and you don't think he's modest. Caesar is humble, and you don't think he's humble. Caesar exercises the principle 100% when he's with his pack. Caesar goes into a dog that's acting up and not being kind, and he goes in backing in. Now, if Caesar would just say, he's doing this for the benefit of the lookers, a benefit of the owner of the dog. But if Caesar would just go in there by himself, he'd say, hey, you remember the pack. All is in order. Balance. I love you. Good guy. Relax. Down. and then get on his knee, the dog would come crawling toward him. Because the dog wants to be loved. The dog wants to be in a pack. Cells don't exist without the pack. You take the cell out of the body and it dies because it doesn't have the nutrients, it doesn't have all the things that keep it in homeostasis, that keep it alive. A dog doesn't exist outside the pack because outside the pack, he's not happy. Rex wants to always go everywhere I go because we're a pack. Mm-hmm. And little love sometimes wants to go anywhere Ellen goes because they're a pack. But Ellen takes her into a nice, warm, packed room, and he doesn't want to get up sometimes. He says, hey, this is cool. You come back. Let me know when you get back. He's always a member of her pack. When she is gone, he misses her. He looks around for her. He says, where did she go? She never leaves without me. She never does these things. Just because I'm the naughty boy and saying I want to just lay here in the sun, and she let me lay here in the sun, she shouldn't do that. She should take me with her. She should never let me out of her pack. Well, this is what the cells of our body say. We should never let them out of the pack. We should never let our wholeness consciousness be separated. For if we let our wholeness consciousness be separated, what happens to us? What happens to us? We begin to disintegrate. We begin to separate as a body. Our consciousness, our beingness, never dies. Who we are never dies. That lives forever. That's going on from dimension to dimension to dimension. But the coat that we're wearing, the suit that we're wearing, the body that we are wearing, that may disappear, but it doesn't have to. We may even take that with us if we choose to and if we like to. But what is going on? Do we want to live immortality? Do you want to live on every level of consciousness with the same beautiful awareness you have of yourself now, or with the awareness you can have of yourself now? Do you want to live in your wholeness, consciousness, every moment of your existence? Whatever you look like in another level of consciousness, whatever you look like on another dimension, is immaterial. It's immaterial. Do you think dogs are strange? Do you think cats are strange? Do you think fish are strange? Do you think monkeys are strange? Do you think humans are strange? Do you think rich people are strange and poor people are strange? No. You just take them on their level of consciousness. And that's just the beginning. Do you know what's in the ocean? Do you know the hundreds and millions of possibilities of life forms in the ocean, in the darkness, at the bottom of the sea, in outer space? Do we know anywhere? The wholeness consciousness says, play the game where you are and be the pack master where you are and call to your attention where you are all the good that you are. Now, is there an ideal way for your wholeness consciousness to operate? Yes. Do you know what it is? Maybe. Does Caesar know the ideal way to rule a pack of dogs? No. But he knows a good way. It's a way that works, and he practices it. And the more he practices it, the less he practices it. The more he thinks his dogs are perfect, the more the dogs are perfect, the less he has to use physical contact. And soon he doesn't even have to think it, because that's his attitude, his consciousness, perfection, the ideal relationship between pack master and its pack, the ideal relationship between you and your body, you and your world, you and your life. That wholeness consciousness is something that you are creating every moment of your life by your thought, by your saying, it's the ideal. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body, now and always, under all circumstances, with all activities, and I don't have to think a thing because it's my nature to be whole and perfect. It's my nature to live in my divinity. It's my nature to be my original purity and integrity. It's my nature to be me now. It's my nature to be me now and always. It's my nature. And because it's my nature, the wholeness consciousness is who and what I am. Have a lovely day and know that I love you.